If we get top six, if we sneak it, brilliant. It's a big ask, and if we don't get top six, we know we need to rebuild and probably do something like Barry did last year.
We've got a meeting with a couple of boys at the end of the week. Hopefully sort something up.
Sorry, I caught me halfway through a Toblerone, fella. I'm going through the Christmas chocolate that's been left.
My name is Ruth Crump, Secretary of Ballartown Football Club. You are listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Jonah and Weber.
Well, happy new year to you. This is the JD Welsh Premier League podcast, where 2019 has made it just as interesting as 2018 as to what's going to happen at the top, middle and bottom of the league. Points dropped by Barry and picked up. Nomads dropped points and then picked some up as well. Meanwhile, the middle six, we don't even know the answer yet. Cardiff Met have got the old gang back and they're making a push for that last spot. This is where the excitement lies, in my view, as we head to the split. Mark Jonah Jones here with me later on to talk about all aspects of the league. But first, let's hear from the people that made the headlines this Christmas. Starting off with Charlie Corsby from Cardiff Met after they beat Barry.
We know that we've given ourselves a bit of a challenge. I think we've set ourselves some really high standards since we've been in the Welsh Prem. And we've got to try and meet those expectations. And whether we do that or not, we're going to have a learning experience regardless. If we get top six, if we sneak it, brilliant. It's a big ask. And if we don't get top six, we know we need to rebuild and probably do something like Barry did last year. You know, that's the model that you've got to go with, because they were phenomenal in the Championship last year. So we've got to try and echo that if we end up there. But you know, we've got to take care of Bala next, home fixture again, which is what we want, only a couple of days away, so we'll prepare right and we'll make sure that focus is on Bala.
For me, that makes the shot for the top six even more interesting. Of course, ABBA dropping points against Newtown. Let's hear from Neville Powell.
You know, we've got Coniskey at home and Barry away. You couldn't ask for any tougher games than that. So, but you know, if the lads show the character and the work rate and the desire, that's the best we've played for a few games. So we've got to stay positive and get the lads up. There's still a lot to play for, even if we don't make the top six. You know, that seventh place is which gets you a European playoff spot as well. So you know, if we don't do it, we've got to make sure we get as many points on the board as we possibly can to try and finish, you know, seventh.
And Carnarvon picking up two draws. What's Sean Eardley going to say about that?
It's all about us. It's all about how we react. The crowd here, like I said, were fantastic. We pulled ourselves over the line. We pulled ourselves out of the proverbial, as you'd say, and we managed to salvage a point. And like I said, we've always said it, we're looking up, we're not looking down. And if we've snuck into there, we're in pole position, but there's so much work that lies ahead.
Well, Jonah, look, I've started off the podcast with Charlie there because the Met have been missing a few key players through injury and whatnot. They seem to have got the old gang back and now we see them back to their best. Is that all the evidence that you need, that it was those people that made the difference to Cardiff Met?
Yeah, I think it is. Every team has a spate of injuries and you're unlucky during the season. Some years you're a bit more lucky than you will be in a couple of years before. But they did have a big... Listen, we've talked at the start of the season about the spine. Woolridge was out, their captain and centre-back, for 3 to 6 months, I think. Fuller was out for 3 to 6 months. Corsby was out for three to six months. Roscoe was out for 3 months. And I think that's just... you know, Will Evans has been out for a long period. They had five or six out. But saying that, you know, they... You've got to deal with it, haven't you? Every football club got to deal with that. But all along, we said when they get their players back, they should be stronger than they have been. And on the day, they played really well against a team, you know, in the calendar year, Barrytown, the team in the calendar year, with what they've done, they're most probably mine. You know, coming from nowhere and ending up top of the league before their defeat. So it was a great win, and I think it'll just send a little sign out to say they're still in the Welsh Cup, they got a chance of winning Nathaniel Carr's League Cup, and they got a chance of coming seventh again in a European playoff. So was their season tapering out a couple of weeks ago? Maybe. Is it back on? Definitely.
Well, it's more than seventh, isn't it? I mean, they still technically could get the sixth place, and that top six spot has now become right tasty because Carnarvon drawing, Aberystwyth floundering a bit. I mean, I think that is, you know, you talk about the top, that's an area of real interest for me in the next 2 weeks. Who will get that sixth spot?
Yeah, I think it's all in Carnarvon's hands. If they, well, Aber have got a tough game, haven't they? They got Connors Key at home next Friday night, massive game. You know, Connors Key still challenging for the title and have to win them sort of games if they're going to win the title. And Carnarvon at home to Carmarthen is, you know, most probably the decider. If Carnarvon beat Carmarthen, they're over the edge and they could be six before the last game. So that's the big one, I think.
Well, transfer talk to come and the thoughts of Chris Hughes, Neil Smothers, Andy Hill and some Llanelli gossip to come as well. But the top three also got interesting this Christmas, didn't it? With certain teams dropping points and then picking them up. Both Andy Morrison and Gavin Chesterfield have had crackers of 2018s, to be fair, haven't they? In terms of what they've achieved in the calendar year. 2019, mixed fortunes for them as they start the league, but they're very happy with what they've got. Let's hear from both of them.
Truth be told, I think the better team won today, but I'm not exactly going to have a go at my lads. I think they've been magnificent for not just this season, but if you look at it, they've tailing off of last year as well, you know. So as far as a year goes, 2018 has been an excellent one.
Yeah, and of course the games come thick and fast then. We've got Kevin Druids on Saturday and then you've got Aberystwyth the following week to finish phase one. Are you looking for maximum points from that to take into phase two?
Well, that's the hope, yeah, but you know, let's give credit to those teams. You know, Kevin Druids is an excellent team, particularly at home. You know, they strengthened well in the summer and are probably finding their, you know, themselves getting back up to full strength. So I know he will have them hugely organised. So tough place to go, but a challenge we look forward to. And then the same with Aberystwyth, you know, Nev's done a great job there and they're knocking on the door of top six as well. So two really good challenges for us. And one we look forward to.
We can't compete against Bala on a part-time basis. We have to try and find a way to go full-time and to and make ourselves better with full-time training rather than huge money. And you know, and I think today that shone through. We would have took. Was looking for 4 points from the two games, but we got three. You know, so. I'm disappointed that we didn't get more because I think we deserved it. But, you know, on reflection of the two games, probably 3 points each is fair.
Dropped points for Nomads at the start of the Christmas festivity games, but of course a thumping in retaliation to Bala. Barry dropping points. Has the door been even more open now for TNS? Are we going to see normal service resume?
Everybody's expecting it to happen, but I don't think so. I think there's a lot more ability and, you know, and strength of character in these squads now. And okay, the Nomads got beat at Maes Tegid 2-1, and Ballytown got beat at Cardiff Met 3-0. Cardiff Met defeated TNS 4-1, and I think Ballard have defeated TNS also. It's just how tough it's getting to go anywhere. There's no gimmies, and once these leagues split into two now, I mean, this is when the league's going to be won or lost. There is exactly now, aren't there? There's 12 games to go. Yeah, you might be right. TNS have the capabilities of winning, going on a run like 11 out of 12. But having the Nomads already done that this season, having Barry already done that this season, so for me, Mark, it's still a 3 or 4 horse race, including Bala.
Are your TNS chairman, Mike Harris, fancy still winning it by 7 points?
Listen, he believes in what he's... He believes in his team, he believes in his coaching staff, he sees what he's got and he still thinks it's better than everybody else. But I think quietly, if you spoke to Morrison, if you spoke to, you know, Barry, the one most probably would be over the moon at getting European football. I think, and that'd be brilliant for them, but they're still in a title race. The same goes for Bala. It could be, you know, the duel between Connors Key and Barry and TNS going right to the wire, and that's what I would expect. That, I think, will go to the last kick of the season. I think we might have a special one on here, Mark, like the Bangor City versus TNS of the Neville Powell days when they won it with a goal by Craig Garside. I think won it on a Saturday afternoon about 10 seasons ago. I think that it's back on this year. It could go all the way.
So Newtown and Bala definitely in the top six. Let's hear from Chris Hughes then. Really delighted at the long-term capabilities of Newtown. Bear in mind how many times they've got into the top six under his tenure.
First and foremost, you know, that's six seasons now I've been at the football club, and that's the fourth top six finish we've achieved. And I think there's the playoffs, five out of those 6 years. It was only last season that we didn't get any other. We got to two semi-finals. So I think, you know, overall, that this football club always overachieves. And, you know, who's to say, you know, in the top six, and we've got two games left of the normal season before we go into the 10 games in the top six. But who's to say what will happen? But, you know, one thing that we're about this football club, we've got spirit, we've got hard work. And we've got good players as well, and I think if you've got that, we've got a good mix, a good group. We probably need a couple of faces though, just to strengthen in the window, just to help the boys out that we've got here. But you know, we'll see where it takes us. But you know, we know that, you know, our home form's been excellent. We want to keep that going as well. We're only going to be two games from Europe, and you know, that 3 years ago, this football club had a fantastic experience in Europe, and let's just see if we can repeat that.
And that knowledge, just to end on, of being two games away from you, does that give you a bit of freedom in the second phase to experiment a bit with formations, with lineups, or will you sort of look to keep it quite similar to what it's been so far?
I think you know, within this league, everyone's very familiar because only 12 teams, so you know, we are looking at, you know, some different faces in the window just to give us a new dimension in terms of how we want to play. But I think, you know, the main thing for us is that, you know, we go into the top six and we're competitive and we try and pick up as many points as we can, because you know, it is a hard yard. It's a tough. It's going to be even tougher this year. It could be probably the toughest top six probably ever, because of the standard of the teams and in it. And you know, you only have to look at what's going on at the top of the league to see how close, you know, that is. And so, you know, we under no illusions how tough it's going to be, but you know, we want to be competitive in every single game, and that'll be the aim come the top six.
And look, you were watching Carmarthen against Llanelli a couple of minutes ago. The gap has now widened. What do you make of that battle now that the likes of Llanelli and Llandudno have to sort of keep with the rest of the bottom six in the next few weeks?
They have to have an inspired run of form, Mark. It's as simple as that. They have to go and get three or four wins in quick time. You know, you're looking at now, Carmarthen have pulled about 9 points clear. Llandudno has, say, 6 or 7 points clear. You know, and you have to then hope for the other teams to have bad runs. But they're not out of it, because there's still 36 points to play for both clubs. Were both clubs to take 20 out of the 36, it would give them a chance. And so they've still got a chance. They have got massive mountains to climb now, both clubs, right, to stay in this league. With that amount of points left, the game is still on.
Well, let's hear from Neil Smothers.
We can only control what is within our power. Like, you know, if results go our way, then adds, you know, it's a bonus. However, if you start wishing and worrying about what other teams are doing and things like that, do you keep an eye on it? Of course you do. Do you hope that results go for you? Of course you do. However, what you don't want to do is then results go for you, you take your eye off the ball and you don't deliver on what you can control, which I didn't think we did today. I thought results went our way, which is good. But we had to do what we had to do.
And Andy Hill.
You know, hopefully we have some signings in through the door by then to boost us. So yeah, you know, it's just a must-win game Saturday for us now.
You've mentioned signings. Can you elaborate at all on that?
Well, obviously, I think two's been announced. With Lee Bevan coming back and Luke Morgan. There's two others in the pipeline, and we're going to meet him with somebody else at the end of the week.
I'm not saying there's any foundation to it, but two names which have been bandied about are Lee Trundle and Liam Britton. Is there any truth at all in that?
Not with Lee Trundle, no. But like I said, we've got a meeting with a couple of boys at the end of the week, and we'll hopefully sort something out.
You've still got a smile on your face, so obviously you're still positive and upbeat about the task in hand at Stevenheath.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have got an uphill task. You know, we knew that coming into the league that it was going to be tough, and it has been. And you know, everything's gone against us, and we got to regroup now, focus on Saturday, and hopefully get some some points up there.
Now, look, Jonah, this is the time of year me and you love. It's the time that me and you are only popular, really, because we keep on getting buzzed on our phones, don't we? What rumours have you heard? Who's going where? You know, this is the most popular time of the year. Does your phone ring a lot this time of the year?
Well, yes. I mean, it was brought up a fair bit tonight. I think you've had, you know, we got a couple of interviews on the podcast tonight with people from, you know, Llanelli and and places, yeah, we got to come out clear with it. That, you know, the big rumour was, we thought, didn't we, was being mentioned about Trundle going to Llanelli, Leon Britton maybe going to Llanelli. Look, it's big news for this league. Players of that ability, yeah, especially Britton, just coming, you know, his last game was in the Premier League, so his last competitive game. So for his next game to maybe somewhere along the line being a Welsh Premier League, it would be big news. So, yeah, the rumours come around this year that you're talking about centre forwards leaving clubs who might be in trouble, and centre forward might want to stay in the league somewhere else. You want a team. You might have a person going from a bottom six side to the top six. Then you know, even people at this level, if they're good enough, they want to be in, you know, sort of Champions League teams, or teams, you know, getting to Europe, almost like they talk about in the English Premier League. So, Mark, the rumour mill is well up and running.
I love the way you went through that. That's a bit like Guess Who, isn't it? Has he got bald head? No. Has he got glasses? No. Anybody listening back that now is going to try and work out who you're talking about in those incidents, aren't they?
Hey, come on, man. We're usually the last to know, so we most probably we're getting fed it. We just got to get it out.
The problem is, we've got to be careful as well, because by the time we've recorded this podcast, a certain person with bald hair might have travelled 3 clubs. So you never know. But one thing I will say about Trundle, I've also heard a rumour he's off to Trevelin, so he can expand his coaching badges and stuff and like. So yeah, it's all very in the mix, and I love this time of year when it's a bit of a laugh. I mean, you know, you get, I've seen so-and-so in a cafe in Haverford West, oh, that must mean they're signing for Haverford West, you know, it's like, it's quite funny, but
It is, I'll tell you what, Mac, you're exactly right, but I'll tell you as well, now, this is just like the old, like, manager's head being on, or but the rumours sometimes, they're like, they're not, you know, the rumours are rumours, but these signings at this time are key, especially this year. We just talked about, just take for instance the top two, TNS and Konski Nomads, and we know now that it's, like I said, around about €880,000 if you were to win the league and compete in the Champions League and then go into the Europa League next year, right? And that's almost without winning or gaining any, you know, ground in the competitions. Mm. So you imagine somebody like Britton, you know, still as fit as a fiddle, and because I've seen him play about 2 weeks ago in a charity game, and with his ability, you know, so a gamble like that on one, maybe one player going into a good side could make a hell of a difference. And you know what, you know, you surely would be up for the gamble with that amount of cash on offer.
You caught me halfway through a Toblerone, fella. I'm going through the Christmas chocolate that's been left.
Sure you have plenty.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah, well, you know, it's part of the regime, isn't it? I obviously will need to get some training sessions in. But here's two questions about Leon Britton. And I mean, the one thing I worry about Leon Britton is I know he's actively involved in his ambassador work down at Swansea City. Every time I go down there to cover a game, he's always there and working hard. It's whether he's really got the time to support and invest in Llanelli. I mean, unless Llanelli get all of their games switched to a Friday, it becomes a bit of a trick for him, doesn't it, if that is genuinely in the case?
Yeah, well, listen, like you said, at the moment we got to be a little bit careful, because it could be the rumour mill, like you said. But look, it's a great rumour mill. It's nice to have, you know, a player of that ability linked with this league. Like I said, if they do pull it off, and they were, you know, you would expect results to start changing at least down there. And they, you know, how many more signings are the clubs in trouble going to make? How many more signings at the top are the clubs going to make? And how many signings are the clubs just on the edge of European qualification going to make? Plenty you know, to see in the next couple of weeks.
Here's a bigger question about Leon Britton. I don't want to dwell on this, though, but if Leon Britton does sign for Llanelli, mate, does that qualify him for your Wales C squad?
No, I've already checked.
He's English anyway, so he won't play for Wales, will he? That would be ultimate interest, that would, wouldn't it? That'd be brilliant.
I've already checked, mate, 5 seconds after the first rumour.
Yeah, you're probably doing that with all the transfers, aren't you? Is he eligible? Oh, well, look, let's move on. Quickly, just like one sentence on each. So, if I was to look at Aberystwyth, Caernarfon, and I was to say I need one or two players to get me into that sixth spot in the next couple of weeks, or certainly battle hard for the seventh position, Where are the areas those two teams are deficient at the moment?
It's usually spines are massive, isn't it? Somebody, easy answers, most probably, boring answer. Your rock is your goalkeeper in your centre half. Then you're looking for creativity from midfield, and most probably the big one is any player who is in them sort of clubs at the moment can get 10 league goals in the last 10 league fixtures. Maybe 10 to 15, that's pushing it a bit far. But anybody who brings somebody in who gets a goal a game, maybe a dozen goals in the last 10 games, could change the team we signed for season. So that is where, that's the factor you're looking for.
So I would say in the case of Aberystwyth, get another striker in or get somebody in who can bang some more goals in, because you never know what's going to happen there. In Carnarvon's case, a bit more in midfield.
They've done brilliant, right? And they really have. I mean, they're top six in first season. But like you say, yet again, if they had somebody in a 15 goal mark already, they might be in that six slot already, even though everybody, you know, has done fantastic. And that's just them little things, the added things you might be looking for, just to get you over the line. The
reason we're not talking about Cardiff Met in this discussion, of course, is because Cardiff Met don't buy players in. So this is a pure transfer discussion. You know, another day we will talk more about what Cardiff Met need to do in the rest of the season. Well, Tobron was lovely, by the way, Jonah. A bit of raisin in there. I like a bit of raisin. anyway, moving on. Bottom of the table. Still, Carmarthen might have a fight. Llandudno and Llanelli definitely got a fight. Those three teams, what's missing in each one of them? Is it easy to say that they need stronger defenders?
It's bodies. It's bodies who have been in this league and know what this league's all about at this stage of the season. Yeah, you might get a bright young spark come in and catch people on the hop, but usually when you're in trouble, you want experience who've been in the situation before and somebody who knows exactly, you know, what's going to happen in this league over the last 10 games, and that is exactly what these managers will be looking for.
It's fair to say that's probably what's missing from Llandudno to a certain extent, isn't it? And I know when Gary Taylor-Fletcher played, you know, the two or three games they played there, one of the things that Ewan really prized and loved was his experience and his experience to manage a game.
Two draws against a good Carnarvon side over the last two fixtures is promising for them after the sort of runs they've been on. They didn't quite get over the line and get victories, but it's better form than they've been showing of late. So that's encouraging news for you. And one or two signings maybe could make all the difference. But the escape that them two clubs would have to create would be like the great escape from here on in.
Oh, well, it's been done before and it can happen again. We will talk about the people at the top of the tree later on in another podcast, because we've still got about 3 weeks of this transfer window business still to go. So there's plenty of talk, plenty of people to still spot in a cafe. If you spot a player in a cafe who looks up there like they're about to sign for a Welsh Premier League team, give us a ring or send us a tweet and we'll start some rumour. Or if you want us to start rumour.
Yeah, Mark, let me give you one bit of advice then. You won't get many class players with Toblerones, okay? You've got to spend money. You've got to spend money in this league, mate.
I don't know. I think Mike Harris likes a Toblerone. Should we leave it there?
Happy New Year, everybody.
Cheers, fella. Thanks, man.